Good morning. A few weeks ago, Grace shared this quote with us at the prayer meeting on a Wednesday morning. It was written by a lady called Alicia Boxer, and she said, "I've learned that things change, people change, but it doesn't mean that you forget the past or try to cover it up. It simply means you move on and treasure the memories." So where and when did it all begin? Well, Free Methodism came to the Northwest around 1970, and a church was established in Heysham. In 1978, a mission was to be held at the Heysham Church, and small prayer groups were formed to pray for the mission. After it was finished, those of us who lived in Lancaster decided to continue praying together. There were 10 of us, and this 10 became the nucleus of the Lancaster Free Methodist Church, LFM, as it was fondly known. Of those 10, 5 of us are still here today: Tom Angus, Sheila Christie, Margaret and John Layton, and myself. As we were praying together through various scriptures and words of knowledge and prophecy, we felt that God was calling us to plant a church in Lancaster. And an approach was made to the fellowship at Heysham, where we were all in membership, that they might release us to begin a work in Lancaster. After much prayer and discussion, this resulted in us being released to start a work here in the city. During the summer of 1980, we concentrated on working with the children who lived on the Haler Estate, where we felt our outreach should begin. We felt that through the children, we would be able to reach the parents. So we spent many hours knocking on doors, introducing ourselves, befriending the families on the estate. We took the younger children on trips to the seaside and the older ones walking in the lakes. During this time, we were joined by other committed Christians, and God so blessed us as we met in various homes for prayer and Bible study, planning meetings, etc. But you know, we were careful not to move an inch without God's say-so. Following on from the day trips, in the September of 1980, we held a family night in the Labour Hall on Scotforth Road. And 2 families accepted Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. And we felt this was God saying to us, "You're on the right track." On the 5th of October 1980, we held our first Sunday evening service, again in the Labour Hall. In January 1981, Sunday school began, and on the 5th of April, we held our first Sunday morning service. We were now holding 2 services on a Sunday. We felt like a church. And on the 27th of April 1981, we were officially constituted. We were a church. Praise the Lord. 27 people were received into membership that day, the original 10 other committed Christians who had joined us, and 7 people who had been soundly saved since the outreach in Lancaster had begun. The Lord continued to bless us. Our youth and children's work flourished, and then our contact with the families on the Haler Estate continued. God truly met with us in the Labour Hall. We have very fond memories of being there. God really met with us. It was a wonderful and a special time. The Holy Spirit moved in the services, and we saw many lives being changed, and our faith was put on the stretch for him, and it was truly deepened at that time. In 1989, a fellowship group from LFM began to meet in Carnforth, and eventually, from this, our daughter church, the Carnforth Free Methodist Church, was born. After some time, the Labour Hall was bursting at the seams, and we began to look around for a site to build a church. But God said no to everything that we considered. Desperate for more space, we approached the Christian headmistress of Moorside School and asked if we might use the school hall for Sunday services. She was very doubtful that the governors would agree, but after consultation, they said yes. We had prayed, God had answered. The extra space we had at Moorside was soon taken up. People were saved. Young people went off to Bible college, some into full-time ministry. But we still had the vision for a building of our own, and this became our constant prayer. In 1991, we heard that a building on Queen Street, which had once been a Presbyterian church, was for sale. God told us to put in an offer on the building. However, there were other interested parties. Once again, we were driven to our knees, and once again, God heard our prayers, and the building became ours. We were truly overwhelmed by God's goodness to us, and we were so thankful. After much building work, renovation and decoration, the opening and dedication of our church was held on the 4th of July, 1992, 12 years after we first felt God's call to Lancaster. Although we now had a beautiful sanctuary to worship in, we soon realised, and you've probably guessed it, we needed more space. We had a porter cabin on the car park, and we used the Dulles Road Kids Club for our Sunday school and youth work. We began to pray about an extension to go on the back, and again, God provided. He has been so good to us. The extension was built and was dedicated and opened on the 29th of March, 2002. We called it Stepping Stone, wanting it to be just that, a stepping stone to faith in the Lord Jesus. To see it being used so much today is a great blessing. There has been a tremendous amount of sacrificial giving over the years here for the love of Jesus and also for commitment to the church, and we're so grateful to God for his provision. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." That verse has been our testimony from 1980 until the present day. So what of the present day? Well, we're glad to be involved with other churches in the city and with the Olive Branch. Our recovery programs, CR and Adullam, are doing a great job. The Coffee Morning Outreach is seeing our neighbours join us in Stepping Stone, and we pray that they'll make that important step to faith in the Lord Jesus. We're privileged to support local and overseas missions. We've been especially blessed by the students who make their home here with us whilst at university and Cape and Ray Bible College. And so we arrived in 1918, and it was time to honour all that we had achieved at LFM and relaunch ourselves as Hope Church. This year has seen some significant changes in the structure of things. We've changed from having just a single pastor elder to a team of elders. We have seen an increased desire for mission and are working in three different local areas to achieve this. We are excited to see people coming to faith through our 40 Days of Hope in Lent and through the Something More evening held recently. Social media is raising our profile and reaching people who might not be ready just yet to attend a service. You know, the song says we are standing on the edge of something new, and we should always be ready to try something new, but only after making sure it's in the will of God. We may have our plans for the future, but as I said before, in the early days, we were careful not to move an inch without God's say-so, and I think that should still be our position now. So what of the future? Well, I think that's still up to God. He's given us the great privilege of allowing us to serve him here at Hope Church. But you know, sometimes God says yes, sometimes he says wait, and sometimes he says no. But whatever he says, we must be obedient. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster. They are plans to give you a future and a hope." We're not a perfect church. We've had our ups and downs and problems over the years, but God has remained faithful and been patient with us. We've endeavored to be obedient to his calling, and I trust we will honor him and will know his leading and guiding as we look to the future. Our church must be forward-thinking. We must be relevant to the days that we're living in. Methods and strategies change over time, but God doesn't change. The gospel hasn't changed. It's prayer that changes things, and submitting everything to God. Giving him the smallest of things can make the biggest difference. Remember, mustard seeds and mountains. I just want to finish by reading the words of an old song. Please take particular note of the last two lines. This is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as his power, and neither knows measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that's to pass, that is past, and trust him for all that's to come. Amen.